about last week's parsha about Sfiras HaOmer also. The Pasuk says, right, a Kohen, he cannot be metame himself, kim lishero hakorov elof, only for his relative. The Torah never specifies what relative it is. So Rashi already quotes the Sifro, right, the Sifro, and he quotes also the Gemara, that sheiro zo ishtoi. He's allowed to be metame to his wife. Shita sarama minil chesovel, per bezul chesovel, that a velus of the wife, has a shalom, of the wife passes away, is only the Rabbanon. Is not the Raisa. Ah, the Pasuk says Sheiroi. So it's Machloikis, how to learn the Rambam. Many people, including Lechmish, etc., hold the drama who's on the Rabbanon. To meta, the idea of Chiyuv Avilus to Sheiroi, that Rosh is on Lesmachta. The Kesef Mishneh says no, that's the Rambam Lishitosui. The Rambam holds in Shoresh base that there are many halochas and many ideas that were generated by Chazal using the given Midas. But they're created by them, right? They are called Divrei Sofrim. They have a value and they have a force of a deraisa, but they were created by Chachomim. So here's an example of it. Ah, the Rambam calls it Divreihem, but later on he calls it Divrei Sofrim, right? Havelus to wife is Divrei Sofrim. So perhaps either is the Rabbanon or is a deraisa, but was created by Chachomim. The original idea was not that. Which, by the way, right away, it's an issue. Why doesn't the Torah specify the wife? He specifies some kind of a blanket statement called a relative, and you fit as a wife. Now, the Rambam Shita at the end, because it makes a big nafkimina, a Kohen can be metame to his wife. 1 second, if it's only the Rabbana, how can he do it? So the Rambam says he only can be metame to her because she's a mis mitzvah. Because since he gets her Yerusha, since he gets her inheritance, she has nobody who will take care of her because she's not giving money to anybody. So that's why they made him a mitzvah. But you see mitzvah, and the question is, why? By the way, this is a machlokes harishonim. If she'eroi, if the wife is a relative in the way that's midraisa, so just repeat it. Machlokes harishonim, the Rambam holds the tumas to be metamed, for a koin to be metamed to zoapa, with the chiyuv avelus, for a wife, she'eroi zu ishtoi, is only the Rabbanon. Machlokes lechemishn kesemishn is the Rabbanon mamesh, Kesev Mishneh holds is not the Rabbanon, it is a drosha the Chazal, quote unquote, came up with. Right? It's called Divrei Sofrim, but has a validity of Raisa. Be as it may, it's not original. The question is why not? Well, this is Machlokes HaRishonim. And the Machlokes HaRishonim, Klichenda explains, which makes sense. The question is the relationship with a wife. Once a wife dies, is she still the wife of the person? Or maybe the issue goes away. The reason is following. The Gemara says in Yevomis, there's a pasuk Shich Vazera. The pasuk says you're not allowed to sleep with a married woman, the adultery, if it's Shich Vazera. The Gemara says, why need Shich Vazera? So the Gemara says the Chidushi is out of thought that even if the woman was dead, and if somebody had adultery with a dead woman, you'll be chayev. That's why the pasuk says Shich Vazera with a dead woman is not work. Why is that? Because I would have thought she's called Sheiroi, she's still quote-unquote married even after death. So I would have thought that because she's married after death, if somebody has a relationship with a dead woman, the corpse, right, is still going to be Chayav Misa, Kamashman is not. But you see from the Gemara that after death, she's still related. She's still Sheiroi. That's why you need a pasuk to tell me that if somebody has adultery with that dead woman, it's not Chayav because it's not Shich Vazera. But Mashman that she's still Sheiroi. So says the Klichem that that's Machloikes HaRishonim, how to learn it. The Rambam learns that because Lemaise, what makes a wife Mikudeshes? The fact that she cannot have relations with anybody else. Since that after death, that's already not possible, because once she's dead, if anybody sleeps with her, the Apostle Shich Vazera says that he's not Chayev. So therefore, there's no Sheira. The Rambam holds is not a wife anymore when she dies. Because
she, we're talking about when she dies.
When she dies. We're talking about only when she dies. So it comes out like this. So the Rambam holds that because there's no practical aloha that after she dies, because when she's dead, if somebody sleeps with her, it's not Shich Vazera. So in technical terms, she's not the wife anymore. And therefore, technically, you should not be metame. Chazal had to be mechadesh that you are metame for a wife. Now, it's interesting. Some people say, you know, there is a sefer, it's such an amazing sefer. There's a sefer Nitzochin. It's brought in the Yad Yeshua. It's Achois Ishtoi. Yes, Achois Ishtoi. Achois Ishtoi is not the same because Achois Ishtoi, the death of the wife that's matir the Isha, is no raya. Why? Because there is, it's not told in Misa. Because by, let's say Grusha, if a person is Megarish the wife, once a person is Megarish his wife, he has no shaykhus to the wife. And he's still also in his, her sister. So he has nothing to do with it. Not only that, there is a sila. What happens if a woman is a treifa? That's the famous shalom. If the woman is a treifa, she's not dead, but Chazal assume that she's going to die. Clearly, if somebody has relations with her, he's chayvisa. The question is the husband mutar b'achoy sishtoy? Because Raisha has a din of mesa, because they're not tolo zebeze.
It's a special ptura.
It's a sheptor ptura, it's a special loch. But let me tell you what the Yad Yeshua says. This is a very nugel mindset. The Yad Yeshua brings in Sefer Nitzoch. Sefer Nitzoch says like this. If somebody had a wife, if somebody died, this is a different case, he died, and the wife was alive, and the wife remarries somebody else, and now the wife dies, does she get buried in the first husband or the second husband? Sefer Yitzchok says she will be buried on the second husband, because technically she cannot go back to the first husband. Why? Because there is a law of machzik grush also, if you're megarish a wife, and she marries somebody else, she can come back. If the wife becomes mutar mitzad misa, which misa is learned, as you will soon see from Gerushin, so she, once she marries somebody else, she will never go back to the first guy. So therefore, that's why the minhag, many people of the minhag, that once the wife remarries, doesn't go back to the first husband. So Yad Yeshua says that kishgoga yoitzei piyasholet. That's for sure wrong. The Zohar says that when somebody is megarish completely, this is the saba in what you call it, in Parshas Mishpatim. That's done. But if somebody dies, or the wife dies, the husband dies, the relationship is still there. Even though it's not she'iroi, according to the Rambam, the rights, but the relationship is still there. Haraya that in the Olam Haba, they're going to be married. So clearly, if she marries somebody else, doesn't stop her from going back to the first husband. It's a special exercise of course, she's allowed to marry somebody else. But she still goes back to the first husband. And brings her after Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a very interesting story. The story of Chassam Sofer, this is such an interesting story. The story of Chassam Sofer is the following. It was like two brothers, and one of the brothers, okay, let's say, the two children of Yaakov. So Shimon had a daughter, and he would have her to marry Levi, his brother, the uncle. But Levi didn't want because the Nadan was a big Nadan. But they developed a relationship, and he realized that after he's dead, his brother is yet going to do it, because he didn't want to give a nod, the whole story of the nod, because he wanted to force the brother to give a nod. So before he died, before Shimon died, he tells his wife, I don't want our daughter to marry Levi. Don't do it. I'm a tzame. He dies, and now the girl wants to marry Levi. And the mother says, I want her to marry Levi. She's a poor girl, he's a great shidduch. But the father said, no. And you have to mechabel lachamisa. What do you do? Now, technically, by gerushin, if the father says yes and the mother says no, you could listen to anyone. But here, the father is dead and the mother is alive. Technically, is the mother mechuyeves on the father? Because if the mother says yes, ashkini maim, and the father says no, you listen to the father, because the mother is mechuyeves to the father, but the father is dead. So that's the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer says, clearly there is a relationship after death. So technically the wife is to Meshubed, so the husband, even after death. But after the death of the husband. But kibud, maybe there isn't. So the other Shua says, you see, there is a relationship. So now the question that comes out here is threefold. Why, the person is dead, clearly the wife dies, the husband still has a relationship with her. The Zohar says, Beferush, nafkimina is that she will be able to go back to him. There's no visa whatsoever in either way. Technically, she's mechuyeves, she's meshubedes to him. But it doesn't translate into aloha. It doesn't translate into aloha. Chazal had to be mechadesh the aloha. Why? And why do they say sheiroi? Question number one. Now, let's talk about the second case. When the husband died. The Gemara says, how do you know that Misa Zabal is matir? So, the Gemara needs a posuk, right? The Misa Zabal is matir. So, says the Klichem, then the truth is, he says it somewhere else, but the Ruchan also says, when a person marries a wife, there are two kinyon. There's a kinyon moment that is kinyon, you buy, so there is some kind of an ownership. Machloik is exactly what the ownership. And then there is Kedusha, the Kedushin, spoke about it, the Osa Lakuli Alma Kehekdesh. That when a person dies, the kinyon goes away, that's clear. Even a ger, right, who has money, if he has no yorshim, it goes hefker. So there's no kinyan. The Gemara needs to know how the kinyan isur goes away if he dies. So the Gemara goes ahead, the Gemara is learned from Gittin. hekesh to gittin, the same way gittin ve'olcha ve'oysa lishacher, that is chal, the misa is matir di isur. So comes out something very givaldic, comes out, so says Rabbi Elchanan, the Gemara says in the Dorim, that if somebody says to his wife, I'll make kaddish you for today, but for one day I make kaddish you. By the way, there is a thing, there is the Shia, the Havdil, they have something called the Muta. Muta is a kiddushin for one day. So the Gemara has the chayla. Hayom at mikudeshes lemocher in ka mikudeshes. Does it work or not? So the Havdil, by the Muslims, they took this idea that it does work. Chazal asked and Chazal said it doesn't work. Why not? Because it's pash the kedusha bekuma. Once the kedusha is chal, it's nispashat. So you see beferush, that's Rabbi Elchanan, it's mucha from Rabbi Elchanan, that the kedusha is not a derivative of the kinyan. Because if the kinyan is bottled, the kedusha should be bottled also. You could do a kinyan, you could do for one day only. The word is that kedusha is something separate from the kinyan. That's why the kedusha is chal, even if the kinyan is bottled, is there. Nafkimin also legabi misa, I just told you. That even though everybody understood that when the husband dies, the kinyan goes away, the Gemara still needs a pasuk. In the end, the maskonas a Gemara to hold that the kedusha goes away. So there are two inyonim, and the question is why? Why did the Torah make the kedusha in two steps, independent of each other, the kinyan and kedusha? And interestingly enough, as I mentioned to you before, the Gemara in kedusha daf bei says like this: the Torah stresses which loshen, the loshen kinyan, ki ikach ishish. The Gemara says that's why aisha niknes b'shloish adrochim. The Gemara says that rabbanon they focus on the loshen kedushin. Because the also lakule alma kehendesh. So they focus on the kedusha. And that's why the second parak is a ish mekadesh. First of all, the Torah creates a kedushin. Our marriage is hard enough. There is two components independent of each other. Why do you need that? Why do you need kinyan? Why do you need two components independent from each other? Why do you make them independent? Number one. Number two, why does the Torah Shemichsa focus on the kinyan and Torah Shemichsa focuses on the kedushin? To answer all this, I'll tell you what we've been saying for so many times. The Gemara in Tainis, Biyom Chasunosi, Biyom Simchas Liboi. The marriage of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biyom Chasunosi is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the Yom. It's always the relationship between. We can understand how a husband and a wife relate to each other is a reflection of how we should relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clearly, we all know this, right? That's why the meaning of the Chassidim is now, which is learning, Masech Tasoita. You learn Masech Tasoita. If you want to prepare for Shavuos, learn how to treat your wife. Because that's how it is. Kiddushin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave Yom Chasunosoi, he did us two parts of the Kiddushin. It's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, we became Kinyon Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We belong to him. We have to serve him. But Kiddushin, that we became Osar Lakule Alma Kehektesh, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, we became different from all the goyim. That's the difference that Chazal say. If we be only Torah Shebichsav, we'll be like everybody else, a Kinyan. The fact that we are also a Kule Alma Kehektesh, we're different from all the goyim and everything else, is specific to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, as we know, like Beis Halevi says, right? Torah Shebichsav gives Kedusha to wear, to the cloth. You write in a piece of animal, it gets Kedusha. Torah Shebal Peh, the Neshama, Kosum Adiyach Lebecha. That's why it's Kiddushin, it's Davka Bayas. That's why Torah Shebal Bichsav focuses on the Kiddushin, Ki Ika Chishisha, Kinyan, because it's Torah Shebichsav. Chazal focus Ki Kadesh, Kedusha. Torah Shebal Peh is something givaldic. Everybody says that. Rabbi Elchanan says that. Rabbi Tzodek says that. Rabbi Moshe Shapira says that. The same idea. The Torah Shebal Peh is something givaldic, that we access not only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale to us, we access actually the hidden part of the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We relate to a higher the dibur. Our dibur is a dibur of Torah Shebal Peh that we can access something that was never revealed to us. That's why the Gemara in Yuma says that after the Churban, they stopped saying Akila Godel Gibur Vanoira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal itself. Anche Knesset Sagdoila, they said yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself from the quietness. There is a maila, Torah Shebal Peh is the Torah that assumes that there is a quiet portion that comes to be revealed. Rabbi Elchanan always says, it says in the post, in Kudres Divrei Sof, in the post says, Asher lo tzivisi ve lo dibarti ve lo al salibi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by the people who were makriv the children, Asher lo tzivisi, I never commanded, I never spoke, and I never thought about it. So state in Targum, I never commanded in the Torah, I never spoke to the Nevi'im, and I never thought about it. How would they know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about it? If you never saw Torah Shebaal Peh is reaching that area of thought. You realize something, Torah Shebaal Peh is an idea that even what we speak, the same way you reach to a unknown part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Shebaal Peh is that we reach into a part which is unknown to us. It reaches not only our conscious, it can reach the subconscious. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Statement of Tzodek, a very interesting thing. And I remember here was an issue. We know that the chassidim, you don't say tachnun, you make a party when somebody dies, when the tzaddik dies. So that's the tzaddik, 1 second. In Shulchan Aruch, there is a day the Moshe Rabbeinu died. And what is it? It's not a yontev, it's a tainis. You fast on that day. Huh?
You say because Torah was forgotten.
But Torah forgotten? Yeah, but Aaron also, he's also, he says not only that. So why? So the tzaddik says the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. Torah Shebichsav, the idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals to a person, once he's dead, that revelation is gone. Torah Shebaal Peh, when a person dies, he reaches much, because he reaches now his subconscious. So he is much greater than the Torah that he said. That's why I always said the Rambam, Rav Chaim al Rambam could only exist because the Rambam is not here. No, the famous Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish asks on Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim, in this key moment, quotes a Shaila from the Chachma Elunil Diyas, the Rambam. And Rav Chaim gives an answer. Chazon Ish asks, 1 second, the Rambam himself gives the answer. He gives a different answer. You're trying to answer the Rambam, Chachma Elunil? He says, yes, because now the Rambam is not here. He's reaching a higher consciousness. All of our idea is reaching to something. That's why Chazal can be mechadish something according to the Rambam that Kodesh Baruch Hu never said. Because that's the unspoken part of it. That's why the Rambam in Chizdei says something beautiful. That's what Shapira says on that. The Rambam says, a person in his life should always try to be quiet. And you learn from Rav. Rav, which is Talmidus Rabbein HaKodesh, never spoke anything for Bechinam, never Sicha Betele, never spoke. Why the Rambam quotes Rav and quotes Rabbein HaKodesh with the Talmud of Rebbe? What does the Shaykh say? He says, because the mid of Shtika is what implies Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is that what you say is reaching something that is unspoken. Is what, how the people say, it's called the apophatic language. Is the language speaking out. You're not speaking what you're thinking. You're just trying to reach it. That's why it's important, shtika. Rabbi, which was made the Mishnayos, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh, is shtika. Rav, which is the beginning of the Amoraim, also had. That's why the one that wrote the Zohar. That's why shtika koido, exactly right. That's why shtoik, kachola b'machshova tchila. Rav Yishai always says, you know what, the Gemara in Gittin says that every Amora had some kind of an insignia, some kind of a seal. You know what the seal of the Rav was? Was a fish, because fish can talk. And fish relates to the world of water. The world of water is Alma Diskasi, the world that's hidden. So he says, I'm speaking out, but what's speaking out is much more behind it. That's what Hashulchan says, that sometimes you get a loch of the Rabbanon, the tam might be bottled, but the loch still applies. Why is it that? Yes, very simple, because they are reaching out something that they don't even realize. That's the idea. Torah Shebaal Peh de Kiddushin, stating Gemara, is your relative. Lemaise, it stops. But that relationship is still there. It's a quiet relationship. The relationship extends beyond death. All the relationship of Torah Shebaal Peh is a relationship that is almost subconscious. And therefore, the ones who could be megale that relationship, even after the person is not here, is only Chazal. That's why Midera Bonan, they were mechadesh, the relationship. That relationship exists. But that relationship is not nisgale, is not revealed. Chazal are the ones who are revealing it. That's why by Divrei Torah Shebaal Peh is the one that realizes that Lachar Misa, that continuation continues. And that's why the Churban Abba is after the Churban by Sheni, which is by Torah Shebaal Peh, it continued even after the Churban. That's why the relationship with a wife, which is the Kiddushin exists but is not Nisgale. Who are the ones who are Megale, the Chalois Kiddushin, that She'irus Lachar Misa? Dafka the Rabbanan. So the Rambam says, She'irus by Aisha is only the Rabbanan. Either is a Chidush the Rabbanan or is a Din the Rabbanan. And the idea is the relationship of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that when we have Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh is reaching an area that appears to be dead, appears to be non-existent, dying. But that is the idea that we can reach Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, we can reach that out. The relationship Le'achar Misa, the only ones who could mechadesh this are Chazal and Rabbanan, ki toivim de dechem yayin.